This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
It has been called the largest celebration of our nation's birthday in the country, and this year it lived up to that billing. This week on Temple View, we take a look at this year's Welcome America Festival. The celebration in Philadelphia has grown tremendously over the last 18 years. SEPTA spokesperson Richard Maloney says he recalls its humble beginnings as the Freedom Festival in 1988.
I remember this used to be a parade of about three blocks long in front of Independence Mall with Jim Gardner when he had dark hair on TV for one day, and that was it. And this has turned into this just huge, huge celebration that's become international in scope.
Huge indeed. Welcome America spokesperson Barbara Grant says in the end, this year's event has proven to be bigger than ever.
We're in our 14th year. In 2006, we're doing more than 40 events, including 14 concerts, 11 special children's events, 7 neighborhood movie showings, 5 street festivals, 3 fireworks displays, 2 tasting events, and 1 old-fashioned country fair.
Grant says Welcome America added greatly to the city's economy again this year. On the next Temple View, new features and old favorites entertained all who visited the city this 4th of July. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.
This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This week on Temple View, we take a look at Philadelphia's celebration of America's birthday, the Welcome America Festival. From food to music to fireworks, Welcome America had something for everyone. Not wishing to rest on their laurels, festival organizers found some new attractions for visitors this year. Welcome America spokesperson Barbara Grant says this year they added a winner.
Our new baby, if you will, is called Taste of Philadelphia. The way it works is that people will be able to do a tasting, a sample size portion for about 50 cents a portion and a little bit of a service fee, a dollar service fee, which will amount to about $7 to get into Taste, and then you can kind of eat whatever you like.
Grant says some tried and true events continued to be found.
We also are bringing back an old favorite called Day at the Fair. It's at Rittenhouse Square. It's a good old country fair. It's like apple bobbing, pie eating, three-legged races, that kind of thing. It's a great day for families and for kids to come to.
Welcome America Executive Director Clifton Davis says he is pleased with the outcome of this year's festival.
The success is far beyond even my imagination. The response to the new events has been tremendous. The reviews have come in and they seem to be generally good.
Davis adds he particularly enjoyed the many foods available at the Taste of Philadelphia event. He says he doesn't know how he can do better next year, but he'll try. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.